This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Good morning. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 7:06. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Tua has been benched. Mike McDaniel will start Quinn Ewers against the Bengals this Sunday. It is official. Georgia Tech's QB Aaron Filo has announced that he is entering the transfer portal. The Hawks will play the Hornets tonight in Charlotte. Trey was back at Hawks practice, could make his return tonight. You've also got Thursday night football tonight between the Rams and Seahawks. It's the first time two teams with at least 11 wins will play on Thursday night football. It's going to be quite a beast of a game.
Agreed. Can't wait.
Of course, we are focused on Sunday. Falcons, Cardinals, and yesterday, Kirk Cousins sat down with Dukes and Bell up at Flowery Branch. Like, we always have a player every single week. It's exclusive. We all saw the quarterback series, you know, when Kirk got hurt, everything that happened. And yesterday he was talking with Dukes and Bell about maybe not realizing that he wasn't as healthy as he kind of thought he was.
Nah, I think what was more the issue was, so the ankle was, like, pretty good. And I think that showed in what you said, being 6-3 and being productive. But it was pretty good. And then I hurt the shoulder, and it's like, okay, it's pretty good. And the elbow, like, it's pretty good. And what I didn't realize was the problem isn't any one of them. It's all three. It was the combo of all three that got me, that I viewed each one as its own thing. Oh, shoulder's not that bad. Elbow's not that bad. Ankle's not that bad, so I can play. And it's like, well, if all of them are lacking, now that combines to form like a pretty lacking right side of your body. So that's what I didn't realize. And then as players, you feel like it's really important when you sign a contract to be a starting quarterback that you're out there for your football
team.
You're
not going to take
yourself
out.
You're not like standing and watching. You know, you're like, it's important to like contribute and not just take the easy road and sit and watch. Like, I have a responsibility to this team and to be out there if I can be out there. And so I felt like I got to give it a go. And I still, as I watch the tape, I can't say, oh, because I didn't feel great, I missed these reads. You know, like, right. At
you're
some point,
out there.
Yeah, maybe like the body might affect your reads, but like that seems like a reach to me. Like, if you're seeing the field wrong, like that has nothing to do with your shoulder, elbow, ankle. So,
a nice answer from Kirk and friends there. I felt really justified in hearing Kirk answer this question, because he touched on quite a few things that I felt like we were saying on this show. First off, he talked about the fact that it was not it was not one some part injury. It was all three combining. And you go back to the Minnesota game where the ankle probably – the shoulder might have been bothering him a little bit, but the ankle clearly wasn't bothering him because he made some throws that you don't make if your arm – or if all three of those aren't working together, right, you don't make. But then you go to look at the game against the Chargers and Denver, and then you look at the game against the Raiders, and you're like, well, let's just do the Chargers game because that's the one where the velocity was really down, right? And some of his decisions along with his velocity caused interceptions. And then you go to the Raiders game where he just wasn't making reads, and his reads were wrong, and he couldn't throw it. And then all of those come in, and it's like, okay, well, when he was answering, I listened to that on my way in this morning, and I was going through the games of what, like after the play in New Orleans, where I was like, okay, that was clearly he felt good that game. The Minnesota game, I think he felt good. I mean, he made a bad read on one interception, and the other, to me, was chalked up to the situational of how it happened. The Chargers game, he had no velocity on the football. The Raiders game was the one where all three came together. He wasn't making reads. He had no velocity on the football. And it was all sum of all parts. And that was when he got benched. Didn't you feel validation, Mike, off that? Like, when you heard that? Because we went through this whole thing about he didn't look hurt last week. Something looked wrong this week, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd needed validation, honestly, and I understand. I completely agree with what you're saying, but I also the notion that Kirk would at any point be the only reason that this is even a conversation is because we started losing. Like if Kirk is injured and banged up and he's still throwing for three touchdowns every game, and we're winning games, this isn't even talk. He's all of a sudden he's gutsy and he's a gritty player and he's a savvy vet that you know is doing. He's going to do anything possible to help his team. But then you start losing and it's like. Oh, you know, I don't know why he didn't take himself out. I don't know why, you know, I don't know why he didn't have why didn't the head coach know? Why didn't the GM know? Why didn't the trainer? And it all comes down to wins and losses. And so I think that you're able to, a lot of times, get down the road and kind of reflect on the point that you were at. And I think that to me, when we looked at it and we had this conversation, you're right. It was very evident to me exactly what happened. It's like it just built up and you only look back on it that way. Even Kirk. I look back on it the way because you started throwing picks and you started losing games. In the moment, that's just not even part of the thought process.
Well, and further in that conversation with Dukes and Bell yesterday, Kirk talked about the offense being less complex this year.
Yeah, I think it's less complex now in the sense that we've had more time on task to kind of own it. I think year one, you're kind of like, oh, you want to do this. Oh, you want to do that. Like, whoa, that's new. That feels complex. I think late in year two, you're kind of saying, all right, I understand. I can kind of finish your sentence now, Zach. Like, I understand what you're trying to do. I know what you want here. I got you. Okay, got it. But it took some growing pains of trying to figure that out. And then I will tell you, like, Mike in training camp did such a good job with a lot of the new stuff and challenges. I was pretty impressed with his ability to like handle it all that I think it was a good challenge for me to say, okay, like Mike's handling this really well. He's in year two. Like I've got to get this down,
right.
You know, and it's not so much can't teach an old dog new tricks, but it's like I've done a lot of different ways, a lot of different things. I got to wipe that and be able to, you know, play it this way now. And so, you know, I do think Mike has done a really good job in only year two picking up all that complexity.
I think it was a good answer just for the fact that there was a lot of people like, well, I don't understand why it takes 2 years for guys to pick up offenses. Well, it's building chemistry. It's changing things around. It's kind of understanding how everybody does it differently. Sometimes it's the language. From what I've been told, this offense is very lengthy in the language that they use in the play call because everybody's job is kind of a little bit drawn out play call. Like, you know, it's not just a word or two. It's like four or five words for each position's job. And it's not talking about offensive line. I'm talking about guys, not like the line's job, but more or less like the receivers. But it does bear the question, Mike, why did it take 2 years here and then other OCs seem to come in and just hit the ground running like Kubiak in Seattle?
Well, I have my own thoughts on that, and one of the things being that I don't know that Zach has had the background of a coach that he's ever had to do this. You know, Zach is Kirk's talking about learning Zach's system and how Michael Penix is picking up Zach's system. Zach didn't have a system before he got here. He had Sean McVay's system and the way that Sean McVay was able to do things. And Sean McVay and whoever else, the guys all along the line that have coached out there, had their systems kind of implemented and already knew, you know, what to do. Zach had to design his own way of communicating things when you get to Atlanta, and then you start merging the way Kirk does things and the way other, you know, the way Dwayne Ledford calls things for the offensive line, and you put that all together. So it's kind of it's a building process, and it's a moving target. So, yeah, I'm in complete agreement with you. Sometimes the first-year coordinators, that's what they do. They give a talking point in the play call, in the huddle, and then the more the quarterback and the coordinator and everybody else kind of stays in that system, the more it becomes easier to just say, oh, you know this one. I will just call this one smash, you know, whatever, and it becomes easier.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So do you feel like, based on watching Cousins play these, what, four or five games, and then see what Penix did the first half of the season or more, that maybe Zach has leaned too much into what the quarterbacks want to do? Because it's clear that we've leaned into a lot of under center stuff because that's what Kirk is comfortable doing. And it's very clear that early in the season, for most of the season, we played in a lot of pistol because that's what Penix is comfortable doing.
I think what I've seen over the last 4 weeks is more of a, and I'm going to borrow a term from them, more of a collaborative effort as opposed to this is what the system is. This is what I want us to do with the ball. It's like, well, I think this is probably, you know, something we need to have too. And Kyle's doing this, and you know, we need to have some man concepts here. And it seems like everybody's kind of having a little bit of synergy.
But is it easier to say that because you know what Cousins has done and what he wants to do and what he likes to do? Because we don't really know what Penix likes to do other than seeing what he did at Washington, which was essentially what they were doing here, which is trying to push the ball downfield, not a lot of the middle of the field, and not a lot under center.
Yeah, I think that is something that is next to impossible to answer without being in the room.
Yeah.
Just to be honest. I would have a hard time just telling you that I think I know because I don't. Mm-hmm. It's just this one of those conversations that happens behind closed doors, and only they actually know the answer to it.
We're going to continue to size up this weekend's matchup with the Cardinals, and we do have more audio from Raheem and Kirk on the way. But coming up next, we're going to zoom out, go in the huddle. Puka Nacua did not hold back on his feelings about NFL refs. We'll play that for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.